Genesis chapter 46. So Israel travelled with all his belongings, and he arrived at Beersheba, and he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in nightly visions, and he said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid of going down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will bring you up again without fail. And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes." Then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and Israel's sons lifted Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, into the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to transport him. And they took their cattle and their property which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and they came to Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him. He brought with him his sons and his grandsons, his daughters and his granddaughters, and all his seed to Egypt. And these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt, of Jacob and his sons. Jacob's firstborn was Reuben. Reuben's sons were Hanok, and Palu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And Simeon's sons were Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Saul the son of the Canaanite woman. And Levi's sons were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And Judah's sons were Er, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And Issachar's sons were Tola and Puva and Job and Shimron. And Zebulun's sons were Sered and Elon and Jahliel. Those were Leah's sons, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, with Dinah his daughter. The total headcount of his sons and daughters was 33. And Gad's sons were Ziphion, and Hagi, Shuni, and Ezbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Areli. And Asher's sons were Jimnah, and Jisva, and Jisvi, and Beriah. And Sarah was their sister. And Beriah's sons were Heber and Malkiel. Those were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter. And she bore these to Jacob, 16 people. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And progeny were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt, where Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, the priest of On, bore Manasseh and Ephraim to him. And Benjamin's sons were Bela and Becher and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Mupim and Hupim and Ard. Those were the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob. The total headcount was 14. And Dan's sons were Hushim and his line. And Naphtali's sons were Jahziel and Guni and Jezer and Shilem. Those were the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and she bore those to Jacob. The total headcount was 7. The total headcount of Jacob's family which came to Egypt, who issued from his thighs, excluding the wives of Jacob's sons, the total headcount was 66. And Joseph's sons, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2 people. The total headcount of the house of Jacob that came to Egypt was 70. And he sent Judah on ahead of him to Joseph, so as to direct him to Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen. Then Joseph harnessed his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father at Goshen, and he presented himself to him and fell around his neck, and he wept while still around his neck. And Israel said to Joseph, "I could die now after seeing your face, for you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh, and say to him, 'My brothers and the house of my father, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. And the men are shepherds, for they are cattle farmers, and they have brought their sheep and their cattle and everything of theirs with them. And it will come to pass when Pharaoh calls you and says, What are your occupations? That you will say, Your servants have been cattle farmers from our youth up to now, both we and our fathers. So that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.